SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, a new early stimulation center for children with special needs opens in Portland. And later we bring you a fact about autism. Let's go Roundabout JA.
JCDC in association with the Chase Fund presents the Festival of the Performing Arts National Finals 2016. Come see the best in music, speech, drama, dance, traditional folk forms, and the exciting deaf dance competition. April 5th, 29, Little Theatre, 10 a.m. daily. Admission, adults $400, children $200. Special group rates available. Sponsored by Nestle, Happy Eyes, National Health Fund, Lifespan, Excelsior, Jamaica Association for the Deaf, and the KSAC. Visit jcdc.gov.jm for more information.
Special needs children in Portland and surrounding parishes now have access to a fully equipped care center that will facilitate their holistic development. The $30 million Mikhail Betancourt building in Orange Bay was established through partnership between the government and Digicel Foundation. It will be operated by the Early Stimulation Program, ESP, in the Ministry of Labor and Social Security. Social Security Minister Shahini Robinson has commended the Digicel Foundation for its commitment to helping persons with disabilities. She's encouraging Jamaicans to learn more about interacting with persons with disabilities and providing support where they can.
I charge Jamaicans to educate themselves of the complexities of raising a child with disabilities so that in this way we can all lend greater support to the parents of children with disabilities and remind them that indeed they are not alone.
More than 100 children with special needs will benefit from diagnosis and early intervention services, and teachers have been trained in the areas of speech, behavior, physical, special education, and occupational therapy. The Special Care Center was named in honor of late Portland resident and Digicel employee, Mikhail Betancourt. Vision 2030, Jamaica's national development plan, is long-term. We will not see the changes overnight, but for the plan to work, it will require the participation of regular citizens dedicated to making our country the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more.
Hey, Uma, how are you doing inside there, sir?
Please! Can't manage no more.
Hey, you know so much customer there.
Just memorize yourself, because no, please.
You know you're getting up.
Yeah, man, she look nice, man.
Not all sex workers have a choice. Some are victims of human trafficking, and many don't make it out alive. Call 811 or the nearest police station to report suspected cases of human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
On our community notice board, St. Andrew High School for Girls, as part of its 90th anniversary celebrations, will host an education conference on Thursday, April 14, under the theme, Maintaining the Legacy, Impacting the Future. Tickets cost $1,000 and the conference will go from 2 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Call 754-9713 or 926-5925-6 for further details. Before we go, symptoms of Autism Spectrum Disorder, ASD, can vary greatly from person to person, depending on the severity of the condition. Symptoms may even go unrecognized for young children who have mild ASD. Very early indicators that require expert evaluation may include the following. No babbling or pointing by 12 months old, and no two-word phrases by age 2. Facts about autism is brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that brings us to the end of today's program, but thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.